morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹早上好。
This morning, I would like to begin with a thought.
早上开始的时候，我有这样一个思想。
What is the purpose of the power of resurrection?
复活的大能有怎样的目的呢？
We have been fellowshipping about this matter of resurrection for a number of months.
那在过去的几个月当中，我们一直在交通复活的大能。
And this morning we will conclude these messages by coming to this ultimate question. What is the purpose of the power of resurrection?
所以早上当我们对这一个系列的信息总结的时候，我们要来思想这个最终的问题，就是复活的大能究竟有怎样的目的。
Let's read 2 Kings chapter 6.
让我们一起来读列王记下第六章。
From 8 to 13,
第八到第十三节。
Let's see, you can find the answer of that question from this passage.
那我们要来尝试从这一段的经文当中来找到那个问题的答案。
The answer is right in this passage.
那个答案就在这一节当中。
The purpose of resurrection.
就是那复活的目的。
Now the king of Aram was warring against Israel.And he counseled with his servants, saying, In such and such a place shall be my camp. The man of God sent word to the king of Israel, saying, Beware that you do not pass this place, for the Arameans are coming down here. The king of Israel sent to the place about which the man of God had told him. Thus he warned him, so thathe guarded himself there, and more than once or twice. Now the heart of the king of Aram was enraged over these things, and he called his servants and said to him, While you tell me which of us is for the king of Israel? One of his servants said, No, my lord, O king, but Elisha, the prophet who is in Israel,tells the king of Israel the words that you speak in your bedroom. So he said, Go and see where he is, that I may send and take him. And he was told him, saying, Behold, he is in Dothan. He sent horses and chariots and great army there, and they came by night and surrounded the city.
亚兰王与以色列人征战，和他的臣仆商议说，我要在某处某处安营。神人打发人去见以色列王说，你要谨慎，不要从某处经过，因为亚兰人从那里下来了。以色列王差人去窥探神人所告诉警戒他去的地方，就防备未受其害不止一两次。亚兰王因这事心里惊疑，招了臣仆来，对他们说，我们这里有谁帮助以色列王，你们不指给我吗？有一个臣仆说，我主我王无人帮助他，只有以色列中的先知以利沙将王在卧房所说的话告诉以色列王了。王说，你们去探他在哪里，我好打发人去捉拿他。有人告诉王说，他在多坦，王就打发车马和大军往那里去，夜间到了，围困那城。
Have you found the answer yet?
你找到答案了吗？
Keep thinking. If you have not found the answer, keep thinking. We'll come back to that.
如果你还没有找到答案，请你继续的思想，我们会回来再讨论。
Then we will read the second passage.
那我们来读第二段。
This passage is showing us how do we get there.
那这一段就会告诉我们，我们如何到达那里。
The first paragraph tells us the goal of the power of resurrection.
第一段告诉我们复活的大能有怎样的目的。
And the second passage shows us how to get there.
那第二段就告诉我们如何到达那里。
Second King, chapter 6, verse 15 to 17.
列王记下第六章十五到十七节。
Now when the attendant of the man of God had risen early and gone out, behold, an army with horses and chariots.Was circling the city, and his servant said to him, Alas, my master, what shall we do? So he answered, Do not fear, for those who are with us are more than those who are with them. Elisha prayed and said, O Lord, I pray, open his eyes that he may see. And the Lord opened the servant's eyes, and he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha.
神人的仆人清早起来出去，看见车马军兵围困了城。仆人对神人说：“哀哉，我主啊，我们怎样行才好呢？”神人说：“不要惧怕，与我们同在的比与他们同在的更多。”以利沙祷告说：“耶和华啊，求你开这少年人的眼目，使他能看见。”耶和华开他的眼目，他就看见满山有火车火马围绕以利沙。
Now, I want to read another passage, 2 Kings chapter 13, from 4, verse 14 to 18.
我们下面还要再来读一段的圣经，在列王记下13章14到18节。
When Elisha became sick with the illness of which he was to die, Joash, the king of Israel, came down to him and wept over him and said, my father, the chariots of Israel,and its horsemen. Elisha said to him, take a bow and arrows. So he took a bow and arrows. Then he said to the king of Israel, put your hand on the bow. And he put his hand on it. Then Elisha laid his hands on the king's hands. He said, open the window toward the east. And he opened it. Then Elisha said, shoot. And he shot. And he said,The Lord's arrow of victory, even the arrow of victory over Aaron, for you will defeat the Arameans and at Aphek until you have destroyed them. Then he said, take the arrows. And he took them. And he said to the king of Israel, strike the ground. And he struck it three times and stopped.
以利沙得了必死的病，以色列王约阿施下来看他，伏在他脸上哭泣说，我父啊，我父啊，以色列的战车马兵啊。以利沙对他说，你取弓箭来。王就取了弓箭来，又对以色列王说，你用手拿弓。王就用手拿弓。以利沙按手在王的手上说，你开朝东的窗户，他就开了。以利沙说，射箭吧，他就射箭。以利沙说，这是耶和华的得胜箭，就是战胜亚兰人的箭，因为你必在亚弗攻打亚兰人，直到灭尽他们。以利沙又说，取几支箭来，他就取了来。以利沙说，打地吧，他打了三次便止住了。
Father, we thank you for gathering us here this morning.
父，我们感谢你早上召聚我们。
We thank you for this amazing grace.
我们感谢你奇妙的恩典。
We every Sunday morning we gather here to await your return.
每一个主日，我们都是在这里等候您的再来。
Well, you're not still here this morning. We want to hear from you.
虽然早上你没有，当我们在这里的时候，我们愿意来听你的说话。
Lord, we pray that you speak to our heart.
我们祷告，愿你向我们的心说话。
We cannot.Do this by ourselves.
靠着我们自己，我们无法做什么。
Therefore, we come to you.
所以我们要来到你的面前。
For your mercy, for your grace.
来寻求您的怜悯和恩典。
In Jesus' name, we pray.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
When we come to this part of Elisha's life, we witness the ultimate feature of the power of resurrection.
当我们看到以利沙在这一段时间后的生活的时候，我们就能够看到那个复活的生命它有怎么样的一个特性。
The power of resurrection has a purpose.
因为复活的大能有一个目的。
And this purpose is not for us to become like Samson. 参孙。
这个目的是让我们不要像参孙一样。
不是要让我们。
不是要让我们像参孙一样。
Many of you may think, oh, if I have a power of resurrection, I will be like Samson. I will kill 1,000 people.
如果我们很多人可能以为，若我有那复活的大能，我会像参孙一样，我能够杀死1,000个人。
Then we can think of many things that we, in our mind, we imagine, to be have like have this power of resurrection.
那我们就可能在自己的脑袋里面来思想，如果我们有这样的大能，会做什么？
But this ultimate purpose of the power of resurrection is to connect us to the throne of God in heaven.
但这个复活的大能的目的是让我们能够连于神在天上的宝座。
And we just read that passage in chapter 6.
我们刚刚在第六章就读过这段的经节。
Then we see that this Elisha had a secret communication to the throne in heaven.
我们看到以利沙与那在天上的宝座有这样一个隐秘的连接。
During this time, the king of Aaron was at war with Israel.
当亚兰王与以色列人征战的时候。
And after the king counseled with his servant saying, in such and such place shall be my camp.
那当亚兰王与他的臣仆商议说我要在某处某处安营的时候。
Then Elijah sent the word to the king of Israel.
那以利沙就打发人去见以色列王。
Beware that you do not pass this place.
说你要谨慎不要从某处经过。
For Arameans are coming down here.
因为亚兰人要从那里下来了。
Elisha has access to the very plan the Syrian king that is not known to everyone but himself.
那就是因为以利沙知道那个亚兰王的隐秘的计划。
He knows what is taking place. He is in touch with the head of all knowledge.
他知道一切的事情，因为他与那万能的神是相连的。
Many times Elisha warned the king of Israel so that he was on guard in such place.
那不止一次两次，以利沙就提醒以色列王，所以他每到那里的时候都有警戒。
And this is that spiritual discernment come directly from the power of resurrection.
那这样的一种属灵的洞察力是从那属天的那个属天上的宝座得来的。
So this morning we will look at this two little story in 2 Kings.
所以今天早上我们要来看在列王记下的这两个故事。
And we want to see how we can be connected to the throne of God in heaven.
所以我们要来看我们如何能够连于神在天上的宝座。
In chapter 6, we will explore the story how the Lord opened the eyes of Elisha's servant.
那在第六章我们要看到神是如何能够打开以利沙仆人的眼睛。
Revealing a remarkable sight of horses and chariots of fire surrounding Elisha.
让他能够看到那围绕以利沙的火车火马。
From this story, we want to underscore the crucial role of the vision.
那在这个故事当中我们愿看到那个意象是何等的宝贵。
How the vision play a crucial role in establishing a connection to the throne of God in heaven.
就是意象在神在我们与连属天神属天的宝座连接上有何等的重要。
Oh, the second part in chapter 13.
那在第二个部分就是在十三章那里。
We will look into the exchanges between Joash and Elijah.
我们愿看在以利沙和约阿施之间的这段对话。
From this story, we will learn the importance of obedience in establishing a connection to the heavenly throne.
那在这里我们要看到顺从让我们与属天宝座联系上是何等的重要。
So if we connect these two stories together,
所以如果我们把这两个故事摆在一起,
the role of vision and our obedience to that vision we see connects us to the throne of God in heaven.
就是我们能够看到这个意象，并且我们能够顺服，让我们能够与神属天的宝座相连。
Let's first look at the first part.
那我们先要来看第一部分。
Union with the throne in heaven through vision.
是借着意象，让我们能够与属天的宝座相连。
Since the king of Israel had been receiving warnings from Elisha about the plans of the king of Aaron, the king of Israel was able to avoid any attacks.
那因为以色列王一直能够从以利沙那里得来亚兰王计划的警告，所以他就避免了一切的埋伏和攻击。
This infuriated the king of Aaron.
那这就让亚兰王非常的发怒。
And who suspect that someone in his court was helping the king of Israel.
他就怀疑在他的营中有人是帮助以色列王的。
He demanded to know which of his officers was on the side of Israel.
所以他就问说在我营中有谁是帮助以色列王的。
But one of his officers said, none of us were spies for the king of Israel, but there is a prophet called Elisha in Israel who knows even when you sat in your bedroom.
那他的一个官长就说无人帮助以色列王，只有以色列中的先知以利沙将王在卧房所说的话告诉以色列王。
And the king ordered his men to find out where this man was.
那亚兰王就打他去打发人去找到以利沙在哪里。
They report back that Elisha was in Dothan.
那他们就回禀说他以利沙在多坦。
He then sent horses, chariots, and a powerful army to that location.
然后王就打发车马和大军往那里去。
They traveled under the cover of the darkness at night and surrounded the city.
他们夜间到了就把那城围困了。
And the next morning,When the servant of Elisha woke up and went outside, he saw an army with horses and chariots had surrounded the city.
第二天的清晨，当神人的仆人清早起来的时候，看见车马和军兵把城围困。
And the servant was frightened and asked, "Oh no, my lord, what should we do?"
那仆人心中非常的惧怕，他就说：“哎哉，我主啊，我们怎样行才好呢？”
Elisha answered, "Do not fear, for those who are with us.Are more than those who are with them.
以利沙就回答他说：“不要惧怕，与我们同在的比与他们同在的更多。”
No, although the Elisha and his servant saw identical situations,
虽然以利沙和他的仆人看到的环境是一样的
，they were at the same physical location.
他们在同样的地点
，but their perceptions and responses to the situation were vastly different.
但他们对这个环境的理解和他们的回应却是完全的不同。
Their servant lacking a connection to the throne of heaven.
这个仆人他没有与属天宝座的连接。
Could only see the Aramean chariots and horses.
他所看到的就是亚兰人的这个军兵。
In contrast, Elisha possessed a heavenly perception.
那与他相对的以利沙有的却是一个属天的眼光
Allow him to see the mountain filled with chariots and horses of fire
他所看到的就是满山遍野都是神的火车火马
Elisha unperturbed by the presence of enemy forces reassured the servant not to fear he declared that those who are with us are more than who are with them
那以利沙没有受到敌人军队一点的扰乱，他就让他的仆人不要惧怕，告诉他说：“与我们同在的比与他们同在的更多。”
Did his servant hear the message?
他的仆人听到这段话了吗
？Didn't his servant know that those who are with them are more than those who are with their enemies?
他的仆人是不是知道与他们同在的比与敌人同在的更多呢
？However, his knowledge.The servant's knowledge alone was insufficient to dispel his fear.
然而，单单知道这一点对仆人来说，并不能够消散他的恐怕惧怕。
What the servant truly needed was a first-hand experience of to see what Elisha saw.
这个仆人所需要的就是第一手的能够来经历以利沙所看见的。
His fear could only.Subside once his eyes were opened and see the spiritual reality.
他的恐惧唯有当他的眼睛被打开，能够看到那属灵的实际的时候，才能够消退。
Brothers and sisters, this is very important.
弟兄姐妹，这是非常重要的。
Knowing the truth is one thing.
知道真理是一件事。
Seeing the truth is a complete different thing.
然而看到真理却是完全不同的另一件事
especially for our young people here
那特别是对在座的年轻人
sometimes we didn't separate the two
有的时候我们没有把这两者区分开来
knowing the truth is not the same as seeing the truth
知道真理与看到真理是不一样的
the servant knew the truth
那个仆人他知道真理
but Elisha saw the truth
但以利沙是看到了真理
So servant was frightened
所以这个仆人他心中充满恐惧
Elisha was confident
然而以利沙的心中却充满了信心
Brothers when there's no chariot and where there's no horses then you cannot separate the two
弟兄姐妹如果我们的周围没有这些战车和马兵你没有办法区分两者
You cannot tell who merely know the truth
你没有办法知道谁只是知道这个真理
You cannot tell who is actually see the truth
你没有办法分别谁是真正的看到了真理
But when you are surrounded by chariots and horses
然而当你被战车和马兵所围绕的时候
You'll be abundantly clear who only know the truth and who can actually see the truth.
那时就会非常的清楚谁是只是知道真理谁是能够真正的看到真理。
Brothers and sisters, we need to see the truth, not only know the truth.
弟兄姐妹我们不仅要认识真理还要亲眼能够看到真理。
If you actually see the truth, then irrespective of the circumstance you face in your life, you will maintain that connection with throne in God.
如果你能够真
throne of God in heaven.
如果你能够真正的看到真理，那无论在你生活当中任何的环境，你都能够保持与神那天上宝座的连接。
So even when Paul was in confinement or prison.
即使在保罗被囚在监里的时候
He did not identify himself as a prisoner of Caesar.
他也不是以为自己是凯撒大帝的囚犯。
He proudly declared himself as a prisoner of Christ.
他说我是为耶稣基督做被囚的。
Because he was connected to the throne of God in heaven.
因为他是与那天神在天上的宝座相连的。
Then Elisha prayed and said, "O Lord, I pray, open his eyes that he may see."
然后以利沙就祷告说：“耶和华啊，求你开这少年人的眼目，使他能看见。”
It's important to see that the miracles performed by Elisha, such as raising the boy from the dead or healing Naaman, were not accomplished.By his own power.
那我们要注意到以利沙所行的各样的神迹，包括使那个孩子从死里复活，以及包括医治乃曼，都不是靠着他自己的能力所成就的。
They were manifestation of the power of the heavenly throne with which Elisha was in union.
那这些不过是那属天宝座能力的彰显，以利沙正是与这宝座相连的。
And this union was symbolized.By Elisha's frequent asking to shut the door.
那以利沙常常的要关上他的门，就正代表了他与这属天宝座的联合。
By shutting the door, Elisha withdrew himself from the world.
那借着关上门，以利沙就能够从这个世界脱离出来。
Enter into a state of communion with the heavenly throne.
能够进入到与那属天宝座的这个交通的里面。
So he tapped into the power of the throne to perform this miracle.
所以他能够连于那宝座的大能来行这些神迹。
So here Elisha again entered into that union and prayed to God.
所以在这里以利沙又进入到那个联合的里面向神这样的祷告。
Open his eyes that he may see.
求你开着少年的人的眼目使他能看见。
And the Lord opened the servant's eyes and he saw. And behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariot of fire.
那这少年人他就能够他主就开了他的眼睛他就看到满山都是耶和华的火车火马。
After seeing the truth, the fear was removed.
当他看到了这个真理时候他心中的恐惧就被挪掉了。
For anyone here has a fear in your heart.
在座的各位有没有你心中有畏惧的
Are you fear about something that's about to happen?
你是否为着将要发生的一些事情心中充满担忧
or something that just happened
或者是刚刚发生的一些事情
Francis knowing the truth is not sufficient to remove your fear
弟兄姐妹单单知道真理没有办法拿去你心中的恐惧
but seeing the truth will remove the fear from our heart
然而看到真理却能够除掉我们心中的恐惧
As the enemy came down toward him, Elisha prayed to God, "Strike this army with blindness."
当敌人下到以利沙那里的时候，他就祷告耶和华说：“求你使这些人的眼目昏迷。”
So God struck them with blindness, as Elisha has asked.
那耶和华就照以利沙的话，使他们的眼目昏迷。
So Elisha demonstrated a remarkable power by single-handedly.Take captive of the entire army.
以利沙就单手把整个的亚兰军都 都捆绑住，然后把他们带到了撒玛利亚，借此显出了何等的大能。
The king of Israel desired to kill the captive.
以色列王是想要来杀掉这些被掳的人。
Elijah intervened, suggesting that instead a feast be prepared for them.
然而以利沙却建议说为他们预备筵席。
After they have finished eating and drinking, the captives were graciously released.
那当这些被囚的吃喝完了之后，他们在恩典当中就被释放了。
Remarkably, from that time on, the army, the Aramean army, stopped raiding Israel's territory.
让人惊讶的是，从此以后，亚兰军就不再侵犯以色列境了。
Therefore, Elisha's strength alone surpassed that of all the armies of Israel combined.
所以以利沙一个人的能力就胜过所有以色列人军队的能力，
rendering the nation of Aaron powerless against Israel，
就显明了亚兰的军在以色列人面前是毫无能力。
Much like Elijah embodied the invisible might of Israel's chariots and horsemen，
就好像以利亚一样，以利沙正是被那以色列的战车和马兵的大能所充满。
He ruled and reigned with the throne in heaven，
他是与天上的宝座一同作王掌权。
He exerted immense power on the earth，
他在地上显出了何等的大能。
This is the ultimate features in Elijah's life，
这就是以利沙里面的那个生命所显出的那个特性。
He began his ministry at the Jordan，
他的侍奉开始于约旦河边。
And we found now he moved to Samaria，
然后我们看到他来到了撒玛利亚。
Although he dwelt in a place called Samaria，
虽然他住的地方叫做撒玛利亚，
he had a connection to the throne in heaven，
然而他却是与天上的宝座相连的。
So horizontally Elijah moved from the Jordan to Samaria，
所以从这个平面上来说，他从约旦河来到了撒玛利亚。
But at the same time, Elisha moved vertically from the Jordan to the throne of God in heaven.
但同时在竖直的这个角度上来说，他却是从约旦河上升到了神在天上的宝座那里。
Brother and sister, we cannot just move horizontally.
弟兄姐妹，我们不能只在这个平面上来挪移。
You know, our brother Chip will move to Arizona. Now.In a few weeks from now，
那Chip 弟兄在几周之后就要搬到亚利桑那州。
No, we pray for him. They don't move just horizontally.
我们为他祷告，愿他不只是这样的一个平面上、物理上的那个挪移。
They also move vertically.
他们同时也是在这个数值的层面上。
No, it's like Elijah. Elijah didn't just move to Samaria.
就好像以利沙一样，以利沙不是只是搬家到了这撒玛利亚。
He also moved to the throne.
他也同样上升到了宝座。
Brother and sister, we all need to move up.
弟兄姐妹，我们都需要往上来挪移。
Now, although we still live on the earth,
虽然我们仍活在这地上，
but we also need to have the connection to the throne of God in heaven.
但我们也要与神在天上的宝座相连。
So if we use Apostle Paul's term,
所以如果我们是用使徒保罗他的话来讲的话，
Apostle Paul has explanation for everything spiritual.
那保罗对一切属灵的事都有一个解释。
He said, "You have, he, Paul said, we are seated together in a in heavenly place in Christ Jesus."
保罗说，我们是与基督耶稣一同坐在天上。
This is what we're talking about, a connection to the throne of God in heaven.
这就是我们所说的，就是与神在天上的宝座相连。
Elijah's journey actually revealed God's eternal purpose.
以利沙他的一生的旅途正好显示了神的目的。
No, from even from the very beginning when God created Adam,
就在起初神创造亚当的时候，
He created Adam to be in a position of authority.
那他让亚当是在一个有掌有统管的权利，
to rule over all creation, as seen in the book of Genesis.
在创世纪当中，我们看到亚当要来掌管地上的全物。
If we carefully trace the thought throughout the Bible,
如果我们仔细的来寻觅在圣经当中的踪迹，
we will find God's purpose in Christ Jesus is to bring man to the throne.
我们要看到神的目的是让耶稣基督把人带到这个宝座上。
A powerful affirmation can be found in Revelation 5:10.
那我们就能够看到在这个启示录的五章十节有这样一个非常有力的。
You have made them to be a kingdom and priests to our God, and they will reign upon the earth.
又叫他们成为国民，做祭司归于神，在地上执掌王权。
Brothers and sisters, this is our vocation.
弟兄姐妹，这才是我们的职业。
A kingdom and priests to our God, and we will reign over the earth.
我们要作为国民，做祭司归于神，在地上执掌王权。
I think.Many of us know this truth.
我想我们很多人都知道这个真理。
The question is, have we seen the truth?
但问题是我们是否看到了这个真理。
Is this truth reflect in our daily experiences?
在我们每一天的经历的里面是否能够反映出这个真理。
Apostle Paul understood the differences between knowing the truth and seeing the truth.
使徒保罗非常的明白，在看到真理与真正的与知道真理之间有怎样的不同。
Nobody understands this more than Paul.
没有人比保罗更知道这一点。
Because he was blind before.
因为他曾眼瞎过。
Then he could see.
然后他才能看见。
Therefore he wrote with such a burden.In Ephesians chapter 1.
所以他在写以弗所书第一章的时候，他的心中带着这样一个重的负担。
Pray the eyes of your heart may be enlightened.
愿你们心中的眼睛被照明。
He wrote with such a burden.
他的心中带着怎样的负担？
Because he knew very well how it was like if his eye were not enlightened.
因为他知道若眼睛没有被照明是怎样的光景。
Therefore he wrote with such a deep burden.
所以他写这封书信的时候心中带着非常沉重的负担。
He prayed with such a burden.
他也带着这样的负担祷告。
So that we can see the truth.
所以我们能够真正看到真理。
This should be our personal and corporate prayer every day.
这应当是我们个人以及团体每一天的祷告。
We should ask the Lord to give us a vision so that we not only know the truth, but we can also see the truth.
我们要求主给我们这样的意象，让我们不仅知道真理，也同样能够看到真理。
Without the vision, we often become the target of enemy's attack.
若没有这样的一个意象，我们常常受仇敌的攻击。
Just like the servant of Elisha.
就好像以利沙他的仆人一样。
We often see the Aramean's armies with chariots and horses.
我们可能常常会看到亚兰人的马车军兵。
But we are unable to see Lord's chariots and horsemen.
然而我们却没有办法看到神的火车火马。
Therefore, let us earnestly seek the Lord for the opening of the eyes of our heart.
所以愿我们迫切寻求神来开我们的眼睛
to connect us to the heavenly throne
也让我们能够连于那属天的宝座。
May we be granted the vision to see the throne of God in heaven
愿我们能够得着这样一个属天的意象，看到神在天上的宝座。
So that's the first part, the vision allow us to see the truth.
所以这就是我们讲到的第一段，就是那个意象让我们能够看到真理。
And the truth connects us to the thrones of God in heaven.
真理能够让我们与神在天上的宝座相连。
Let's look at the second part. Union with the throne in heaven through obedience.
那让我们再来看第二部分，就是借着顺从与神在天上的宝座相连。
The story of 2 Kings chapter 13 serves as a fitting ending of Elisha's life.
那在列王记下第十三章那里就为我们揭示了以利沙他生命的末了。
As we witness Elisha in his last days, his life shows us how the enduring power of resurrection and his ability to infuse energy and vitality even in the face of approaching mortality.
在以利沙最后的日子，让我们看到那复活的生命有多么的持久，即便在一个人将死的时候，仍能释放出何等的生命和活力。
And Joash came to visit and wept over Elisha, addressing him as my father, my father, the chariots and horsemen of Israel.
那约阿施当时就来拜访以利沙，并在他的床前哭，我父啊，我父啊，以色列的战车马丁啊。
Joash viewed Elisha as the chariots and horsemen of Israel.
以利沙在约阿施的眼中是以色列的战车和马兵。
As he personally witnessed the power of Elisha triumphing over Aramean army.
因为他曾亲自的经历过以利沙是如何的胜过了亚兰的军兵。
So the thought of losing Elisha filled his heart with fear.
所以当他想到以利沙将死的时候，他的心中充满了恐惧。
Regarding the future of his kingdom.
因为他不知道将来如何来管理他的国。
Elisha was aware that his time on earth was coming to an end.
以利沙知道他在地上的日子即将终了。
And he had a crucial task of passing the secret of his power to someone else.
那他有这样一个急切的使命，就是要把他那个能力的秘诀来传给其他人。
The secret of Elisha's power was his connection to the throne of God in heaven.
他能力的来源和秘诀就是那神在天上的宝座。
The throne of God was the source of Elisha's power.
因为神的宝座是以利沙能力的来源。
Elisha acted as a channel that bring the power from the throne to the earth.
以利沙就好像一个管道，把神在天上的能力带到地上。
Just like the servant of Elisha, Joash was unable to see this connection.
那就好像以利沙的仆人一样，约哈施王也没有办法看到这个连接。
If Joash could see the connection,
如果约哈施能够看到那个连接的话，
he would know the chariot and the horsemen of Israel is the throne of God.
那他就会知道以色列的战车马兵其实是神的宝座。
It's not Elisha.
而不是以利沙。
Elisha will pass away.
以利沙虽然会过去。
But we need someone else to establish that connection to the throne in heaven.
我们所需要的就是有另外一个人能够再一次建立我们与神之间那个宝座的连接。
They need another channel.
他们需要另一个这个管道。
To bring the power of the throne down to earth.
能够把神在天上宝座的能力带到地上。
But we have to know to forge this connection from the earth to the throne require immense power.
但我们应该知道，若要铸造这样一个从地上达于神在天上宝座的这个管道，需要何等大的能力。
And this power is the power of his resurrection.
这个能力就是神复活的大能。
So Elisha asked Joash to bring his bow and arrows.
所以以利沙就让约阿施带他的弓和箭来。
We don't have a bow here.
这里没有一个弓。
I have a pen.
我手里有一支笔。
Just pretend this is an arrow.
那我们就想象这是一个箭。
This imaginary bow I'm holding on. It's a big bow, big arrows.
那想象我手里有一个很大的弓，也有一个很大的箭。
An arrow possesses no inherent power of his own.
那这个箭就代表着知道这个它的能力。
An arrow lacks ability to ascend.
那这个箭的本身它没有一个上升的能力。
If I held this arrow and I drop it, I release it, what happened?
如果我手里拿着这个箭，我就松开手，会发生什么呢？
Would it go to the throne of heaven?
它会上到天上的宝座吗？
He dropped.
它会掉落下来。
Because this arrow has no inherent power.
因为这个箭的本身没有能力。
We are like this arrow.
我们就好像这个箭一样。
We have no power.
我们自己没有能力。
How do we get power from earth to the throne?
那我们如何得着那个能力，让我们从地上能够达到天上呢？
This is the bow coming.
那我们就需要这个弓。
You put the arrow on the bow.
你把箭放搭在弓上。
Then you pull the bowstring to the maximum.
你把弓弦拉满。
Then you release the bowstring.
然后你松开弓弦。
Then this arrow will be full of power.
然后这个箭就会充满了力量。
Where does this power come from?
这个力量从哪里来呢？
If you remember high school physics,
如果你记着在高中的物理，
this the power of arrow come from the bowstring.
这个箭上的这个能量来自于弓弦。
The bowstring has something called potential power.
这个
potential energy.
弓弦有的叫做势能。
And that potential energy is transferred.To become the kinetic energy of the arrow.
那这个势能就要变成这个箭的动能。
So the power comes from the bowstring.
所以能量是来自于这个弓弦。
The power comes from the bow.
能量来自于弓。
So what is the bow then?
那什么是弓呢？
In the Bible, the east signifies the direction toward the heavenly throne.
在圣经当中，东方常常代表的是这个宝座的方向。
So each day, the rising sun reminds us that glory and power comes from the east.
所以每一天日出的时候，我们都被提醒，荣耀和能力来自于东方，来自于宝座。
The east is where the heavenly throne resides.
东方也是神那属天宝座所在的地方。
And the tabernacle and the temple was oriented towards the east.
帐幕和神殿都是向着东方而落座。
Symbolize the expectation of Christ's return.From that direction.
那同样也代表的是耶稣再来的时候要从东方而来。
So shooting an arrow toward the east signifies the establishment of a connection with the throne in heaven.
所以向着东方来射箭所代表的就是能够建立与天上宝座的连接。
So it is the bow that propels us from the earth to heaven.
所以是那个弓能够推动我们从地上达到天上。
Is to have ability to live a life that is in union with the throne.
也是让我们得着能力，能够活出与天上宝座相连的生活。
So now come back again. What is the bow?
那我们再要回到这个问题，究竟什么是弓
？We know what is arrow now.
我们现在已经知道了什么是箭。
So what is the bow?
所以什么是弓呢？
If Elisha is likened to an arrow, then what represents the bow that empowers his ascension to the heavenly throne is the Jordan.
所以如果我们把以利沙比作那个箭的话，那约旦河就是能够让他升到高天宝座的那个弓。
We just said that his ministry started in the Jordan.
我们说过他的侍奉是起始于约旦河。
Elisha was like an arrow placed on a bow at the Jordan.
以利沙就好像被搭在约旦河那个弓上的一根箭。
At the Jordan, God pulled a bowstring to its maximum.
在约旦河神把弓的弦拉满。
And God released that arrow at the Jordan.
然后神就在约旦河把弓弦松开。
And Elisha crossed the Jordan with tremendous amount of power.
以利沙就带着极大的能力冲过了约旦河。
Then he continued to ascend to the throne.
然后他就不断的上升直到神的宝座。
So the cross, the Jordan is the bow.
所以越过约旦河就是那个弓弦，就是弓，
就是十字架，
就是十字架。
No wonder in 1 Corinthians chapter 1:18, for the word of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God.
所以在哥林多前书那里讲到，因为十字架的道理在那灭亡的人为愚拙，在我们得救的人却为神的大能。
For Elisha, you know, going to Jordan may be some foolishness.
对伊丽莎来说，去到约旦河也许是愚拙的。
But for him, his entire life was changed at the Jordan.
然而，他整个的一生都因着约旦河而被改变。
But and sisters, this is the secret of Elisha.
弟兄姐妹，这就是伊丽莎他的秘诀。
Elijah's power was derived from the Jordan.
他的能力来自于约旦河。
Once he crossed the Jordan, Elisha marched towards the east and never looked back.
当他越过了约旦河，他就向着东方前行，没有回头。
Nothing could change the course of Elisha's life anymore.
没有任何的事情再能够来改变他的一生。
When an arrow left the bow, you cannot change the trajectory of the arrow anymore.
当这个箭离了弓弦之后，你就没有办法再改变它的方向。
And the course of Elisha's life was divinely determined by God at the Jordan.
以利沙他生命的前方就在约旦河被神来决定了。
After the Jordan, his focus remained forward, and nothing could alter the course of his life.
在约旦河之后，以利沙所注意的就是向前，他没有任何事情能够再来改变他人生的方向。
This is not only true for Elisha.
不仅这对以利沙来说是真实的。
This is true for every overcomer in the Bible.
对，在圣经当中每一个得胜者都是一样的。
Oh, I can't give you all the example, but I'll give you one.
我没有办法举所有的例子，但我会给大家一个例子。
Prior to Mount Moriah, the course of Abraham's life was susceptible to change.
在摩利亚山之前，亚伯拉罕他的生命常常容易受到改变的影响。
For instance, during a time of famine, he temporarily resided in Egypt.
那举个例子，当有饥荒的时候，他就搬到了埃及。
So in Egypt, he lacked the courage to acknowledge Sarah as his wife.
在埃及，甚至他没有勇气来承认萨拉是自己的妻子。
Prior to Mount Moriah, Abraham was like an arrow without power.
那在摩利亚山之前，亚伯拉罕的生命就好像一个没有力量的箭一样。
However, everything changed at Mount Moriah.
然而，凡一切的事情在摩利亚山上都改变了。
At Mount Moriah, Abraham was placed on a bow.
在摩利亚山上，亚伯拉罕被放在这个弓上。
God pulled that bowstring to the maximum extensions.
神把弓弦一直拉满。
Then release him.
然后把箭射了出去。
From that pivotal moment on,
从那个转折点开始，
Abraham's course of life could never be altered.
亚伯拉罕他的人生的方向就再没有改变过。
He set his sight on the city with its foundations.
他就立了一个有根基的城。
No longer consider this earth as his home.
他不再以这地为他的家。
As Joash let go of the arrow, Elisha declared, "The Lord's arrow of victory, even the arrow of victory over Aaron."
当约阿施把箭射出去的时候，伊丽莎就说：“这是耶和华的得胜箭，就是战胜亚兰人的箭。”
The arrow became the arrow of victory not through his own strength.
这箭之所以是得胜箭，并不是借着他自己的能力，
But through the power derived from the bow.
而是借着那从弓所得来的力量。
So after demonstrating this truth to Joash,
所以当伊丽莎把这个真理向约阿施显明之后，
Then Elisha said to Joash, "Take the arrows," and he took them.
然后他就告诉约阿施说：“你拿剑来。”他就拿了剑。
Elisha said to Joash, "Strike the ground."
伊丽莎对他说：“用剑打地吧。”
Joash struck it three times and stopped.
然后约阿施打地了三次之后就停下了。
Now the secret to acquire the power from the bow is to stay on the bow.
你知道这个能够从弓上得着能力的秘诀是一直搭在弓上。
If an arrow was on the bow,
如果这个箭不在弓上
and the archer is pulling the bowstring,
然后这个射手就在这里拉弓弦
halfway through, drop the arrow.
那拉到一半的时候，把箭就丢了下去
and that arrow would not have sufficient power.
这个剑没有办法得着足够的能力。
That's the problem that we often face.
这是我们常常遇到的问题。
We are placed on the boat.
我们被搭在了弓上。
But we never can stay on the boat.
但我们没有办法一直停留在弓上。
So the Joash strike the ground three times, stop.
所以约阿施打地三次之后就停下了。
How can we stay on the boat?
我们如何能停在弓上呢？
This necessitates obedience.
那所需要的就是顺从。
Obedience is the single most important feature or quality to experience the power of the cross.
顺服是我们来经历十字架大能所最重要的这个特点。
What do we see when we read Philippians chapter 2?
我们在读到腓立比书第二章时看到的是什么呢？
What is the central matter in Philippians chapter 2?
腓立比书第二章的那个中心是什么呢？
One is obedience.
就是有一个人他顺服了。
The other one is ascension.
还有一个就是升天。
You cannot have ascension without obedience.
你没有，若没有顺从就没有升天。
Obedience, ascension comes together.
顺从和升天是连在一起的。
Brothers and sisters, we can know the truth of the cross.
弟兄姐妹，我们能够知道十字架的真理。
I believe almost all of us know the truth of the cross.
我想我们几乎所有人都知道十字架的真理。
But have we seen the truth?
但我们是否真的看到了十字架的真理？
You have to stay on the boat.
你要一直在弓上。
Until the archer draw that bowstring to its max.
直到射手把弓弦拉满。
Then release it.
把箭射出去。
Then you see the truth.
那时你就能看到真理。
Elijah was very angry actually.
伊丽莎当时非常的愤怒。
He said, "You should struck. You have struck five or six times."
他说：“他说你应当击打五六次。
Then you will have struck Aaron until you have destroyed it.
就能攻打亚兰人直到灭尽。
But now you shall strike Aaron only three times.
现在只能打败亚兰人三次。
Joash could not remain on the boat.”
约阿施没有办法一直搭在弓上。
He did not have obedience required to experience the cross.
他缺少了那个真正经历十字架所需要的顺从。
Elijah was unsuccessful in establishing a connection between Joash and the throne in heaven.
伊丽莎没有能够在约阿施和属天的宝座之间建立连接。
Let me ask you, if we put Apostle Paul in this position, do you think that Apostle Paul would strike only three times.
那想要问大家就是，如果是使徒保罗在这里，你觉得他会只打第三次吗？
During his trial before King Agrippa,
当保罗在亚基帕王面前被询问的时候，
Paul boldly declared, "I did not prove disobedience to the heavenly vision."
他就放胆来说，我没有违背那从天上来的异象。
Paul was placed on a boat on the way to Damascus.
保罗在去往大马色的路上是被搭在了那弓上。
Then the God pulled that bowstring to the maximum.
神把弓弦拉满。
And released Paul from Damascus.
就把保罗从大马色射了出去。
Following Damascus, Paul remained steadfastly obedient to this vision until the end of his life.
从那一刻起，保罗直到他生命的尽头都没有违背那从天上来的异象。
Demonstrated unwavering obedience to this vision until his last breath.
直到他人生的末了，他最后一口气所显出的就是对这个的异象完全的顺从。
Brother and sister, God exalted Jesus Christ and bestowed on him the name which is above every name because.Jesus obedience.
弟兄姐妹，神将耶稣升为至高，是因他的顺从 赐给他那超乎万民之上的名。
Becoming obedient to the point of death allows God to pull that bowstring to its max.
顺从以至于死，让神能够把那弓弦拉到满。
Three days later, raised Jesus Christ toward the heavenly throne.
那三日之后，就把耶稣升到那高天的宝座之上。
Obedience is the key to receiving the power of resurrection.
顺从是我们得着复活大能的关键。
And ascending to the throne in heaven.
也同样是我们升到在天上宝座的关键。
In the last couple of months, few months, we examine Elijah's life and ministry from his calling to the end of his life.
在过去的几个月的里面，我们就从以利沙的呼召开始，直到他人生的末了，来学习了他的侍奉和他的一生。
He received that power at the Jordan.
他是在约旦河边得着能力。
He remained connected to the throne by that power.
但他借着这个能力，一直与那属天的宝座相连。
Throughout his ministry, Elisha was like a bridge between the throne and the earth.
在他一生的侍奉里，他就好像一个桥梁，连接了地面与属天的宝座。
Brothers and sisters, you can be that channel too.
弟兄姐妹，你也能是这样一个管道。
You can be that bridge for your household.
你也能够成为你的家的这样一个桥梁。
Every household need a bridge, at least one.
每一家都至少需要一个桥梁。
Or the way to bring the power from the throne to the earth.
或者是有一个道路能够把那天上的能力带到地上。
Every household need a person who can see the truth.
每一家都需要有一个能够看到那真理的。
Every household need a person who can see the chariots and horsemen of fire.
每一家都需要能够有一位来看到耶和华的火车火马。
And he facilitate the connection for many individuals he served.
那他就能够来帮助他所服侍的每一位来建立那个连接。
Every time he connect the person he served to the throne of God.
每当他让一个人连接起来的时候，他就能够侍奉那属天的宝座。
Then today we look at these two individuals, the servants and the Joash, the king of Israel.
今天我们来看的这两位，一个是约阿士的仆人，一个是约阿士王。
Servant was unknown.
这个仆人的名字我们并不知道。
But we know he was a young man.
但我们知道他是一个年轻人。
His vision was limited.
他的意向是非常有限的。
Only through the fervent prayer was Elisha was able to open the young man's eye.
只是借着祷告，伊丽莎才能够开这个年轻人的眼睛。
This is a reminder to all of us who has a burden for the next generation.
这对我们每一位向着下一代有负担的人来说都是一个提醒。
If we are burdened for the next generation, then prayer is the key.
如果我们向着下一代有一个负担，那祷告是那关键。
Well, how should we pray?
那我们该如何祷告呢？
We should pray God will open the eyes of their heart.
我们应当祷告，愿神来开他们心中的眼睛。
So they can see the truth.
让他们能够真正看到真理。
To have that connection with the throne of God in heaven.
能够与神在天上的宝座建立连接。
Now we look at this Joash, the king of Israel.
那我们要再来看约阿施，以色列的王。
The comparison between the two are striking.
他这两个之间的这个对比是何等的让人震惊。
Joash, having witnessed the power of the arrow, he could not be obedient to stay on the bow.
约阿施已经看到了这个箭所带来的能力，却没有办法一直停留在弓上。
If Joash had obeyed and continued striking the ground, God would have granted him the power to ascend to the heavenly throne.
如果约阿施能够顺从，多击打地几次，那神就会赐给他能够达到宝座的能力。
Achieve a decisive victory over Aaron.
也能够取得与亚兰人决定性的胜利。
In fact, Joash was three strikes away to become the horseman and chariot of Israel himself.
事实上，约阿施只要再多打三次，他就能够成为以色列人的战车和马兵。
However, Joash disobeyed Elisha's instruction and stopped after only three times.
然而，约阿施却没能够顺从以利沙的指令，他只打了三次地就停止了。
The humble young man was connected to the throne of God in heaven.
然而那个顺从的那个谦卑的年轻人却能够与神在天上的宝座相连。
And this powerful king of Israel, Joash, failed to connect with the throne.
然而这个蛮有大能的以色列王却没能够与天上的宝座相连。
Who would you rather be?
你想要成为哪一位呢？
Some of us may aspire to be the king of Israel.
有的也许想要来做以色列的王。
But it is much more blessed to be the young man whose eyes were open.
然而那个被眼睛打开的年轻人却是得着更多的祝福。
Joash's story was a tragedy.
约阿施的故事其实是一个悲剧。
He missed the opportunity to be connected to the throne of God in heaven.
他错失了那与神在天上宝座相连的机会。
If he just allowed God to continue to pull that string,
如果他让神能够继续的把弓拉满。
So this story teaches all of us a precious lesson.
所以这个故事让我们每一个人都学到一个宝贵的功课。
To stay on the bow,
就是让我们一直搭在弓上。
To stay on the cross,
来一直站在十字架上。
Become obedient to the death.
让我们顺从以至于死。
May the Lord graciously grant us the precious vision and obedience to pursue that vision.
愿神能够给我们这样一个宝贵的意象，也让我们有顺从去一直来寻求这意象。
It's building a connection to the heavenly throne.
也让我们因此能够建立与属天宝座的连接。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, we are again thankful for your mercy.
父，我们感谢您的怜悯。
Your heart is with everyone.
你的心看顾每一位。
Your heart toward the servant is the same as toward Joash.
你的心是好像约阿施那个剑。
你的心向着仆人跟向着约阿施是一样的。
你的心向着仆人跟向着约阿施是一样的。
We pray that this morning the Spirit will speak to us.
我们祷告早上愿圣灵向我们的心说话。
So we would rather be Elijah's servant than to be Joash.
好叫我们都愿做约阿施的仆人，而不是约阿施，以利沙的仆人，而不是约阿施。
Give us that burden to pray.
给我们这样祷告的负担。
Give us the conviction to know the prayer is key.
也让我们明白祷告是那关键。
Cause us to rise up to pray.
也让我们能够站起来祷告。
Because only you can open the eyes of our heart.
因为唯有你能够来开我们心中的眼睛。
No amount of teaching can open that heart.
没有其他的教训能够来开我们的眼睛。
We pray that you allow us to see this truth.
愿你让我们能够看到这个真理。
So we can pray diligently.
好叫我们能够来忠心的祷告。
Also pray for when we are on the bow.
我们也祷告当我们被搭在弓上的时候。
When you put us in a situation on the cross.
当你把我们放在十字架上的时候，
We pray for that obedience in our heart.
我们也祷告求你在我们的心中加添顺从。
We'll stay on the bow.
让我们一直能够停留在搭在这个弓上。
We'll stay on the cross.
能够一直站在十字架上。
Until your time to release us.
直到你把我们射出去。
We pray that we all of us will experience the power of resurrection this way.
我们祷告愿每一个人都能够这样的来经历那复活的大能。
We commit this time, commit this word into your hands.
我们愿把这一切的话语都交在您的手中。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。